ABC News.
Brooke Young with the top stories. Federal Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney has accused the opposition of looking for excuses not to support an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Opposition leader Peter Dutton is calling for the Solicitor General's legal advice on the wording of the referendum question and amendment to be released. Linda Burney says releasing it would be highly irregular. She says the Liberals are looking for reasons to oppose the voice and they've almost run out. There are calls for action to prevent thousands of Australians facing homelessness as the National Rental Affordability Scheme comes to an end. More than 20,000 homes across the country will be removed from the federal scheme before it ends in 2026. Half will go by the end of next year. The federal government says it's unlocked up to $575 million in funding from the National Housing Infrastructure Facility to invest in new social and affordable rental homes. And World Athletics will exclude transgender females from elite events. From March 31st, World Athletics will not allow transgender athletes who have gone through male puberty to compete in the female category at competitions. The body previously allowed transgender females to compete if their blood testosterone levels sat below 5 nanomoles per litre for 12 months prior to the event. Tightened rules will also affect competitors with known sexual development differences, who must now have less than 2.5 nanomoles of testosterone in their blood. This is ABC News.